Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this car good, ISO?
Yo, it's good, man.
Yo, I've been getting some bad cars lately, man.
Not for me.
Yo, I need my money.
Yo, you good, Doc. You good. Check it out.
Hey, right, hold on. All right, we good. You're now in the office to Dr. Big Al and my patient,
ISO, on Nick's Therapy.
At 7sitemedia.com.
Big Al, what's good, my brother?
What up? Dr. Big Al here. It's been a while, but we back with Nick's Therapy. Yeah, the draft is tomorrow. We got a lot to talk about. Free agency coming up right after that, along with Nick's Summer League. But it's crunch time. The clock is ticking for us. Nice pick tomorrow. We'll see if we move up from the ninth. There's a lot of rumors out there. We'll see what happens. But a lot on the table tonight. Like I said, clock is ticking. Time tomorrow, we should know who's our first round pick, addition, or maybe even a trade. You know, and I can't rule that out. Maybe adding somebody via trade. But before we get into that, let me shout out my boy from Knickerbocker Ave. He got his show, Bleed Blue, airing right now also. But love is love. No competition here. So just want to give him a shout out and good luck to his show tonight too. But yeah, first off, man, before the draft, again, like at the same time last year, we had these Kyrie Irving rumors. The whole of New York was hyped, you know, hoping for the arrival of Kyrie Irving, but he ended up getting traded to Boston. The rumors are here again, but I think most believe that he'll be here via free agency next season. Most think, including myself, that Boston wasn't his choice. You know, there's times we've heard him say he'd like to play with KP, and we all know he's from Jersey, and you know, New York being right across, you know, he could say walking distance, his second home. Who wouldn't want to play here? And I think a lot of people know, including himself, that the Garden is somewhere that, not even the Garden, just the whole of New York City is a place that will welcome him in his games. So all we could do is wait and see. It ain't happening now. So, you know, we'll see what happens come free agency next season. There's also been rumors about him getting traded for KP, which I kind of find, you know, ridiculous, being a New York fan, and also if that's in the thoughts of New York management. I think you would want him to play with KP instead of getting traded for KP. Along with that, I think he wants to play with KP. So it's just a wait and see with Kyrie. The rumor's gonna get bigger, and you know, as the season wears on, and maybe also depending on the on what the Celtics are doing this upcoming season, maybe he doesn't want to get, you know, he wants to resign with Boston. You know, I can't see a guy leaving a lot, you know, that amount of money on the table, along with a winning franchise. So, it's just a wait and see. The other one, you know, throughout the NBA, and of course New York will be a part of it. Some New York fans are wishful is LeBron coming to New York. I stated, you know, in past episodes that I don't really see it happening. I think there's a chance, but I think the KP injury might have hindered that. I think if he had a chance to play with KP right away, there might be a chance that he comes here. But LeBron is in a win now mode where he can't go. He can't waste time with a franchise or a team that's not ready to compete right away. And my prediction is that he probably stays with Cleveland, either Cleveland or move on to San Antonio with a coach that I feel like maybe the only coach in the league that he respects or, you know, will listen to in Greg Popovich. You know, my prediction is that tomorrow they deal their pick, and for someone that will bring immediate help to LeBron, and, you know, not to say force his hand into staying, but make him think twice about leaving Cleveland. And I personally believe he doesn't want to go through what he went through the first time he left Cleveland. You know, disappointing the fans, with fans burning his jersey. I mean, I feel, you know, he gave what he can, all he could to Cleveland. He gave them, you know, their first championship. But I think it's still going to be hard for him to leave. Yeah, like I said, I think there still is a chance that he comes to New York. It'll take a lot. Because I think we have to shed some money first, along with another star having to come here and play with him right away. You know, besides KP, you know, sitting out for probably at least the first half of the season, maybe even all the season. So there's a chance that LeBron comes to New York. Me personally, you know, I'm not a LeBron fan. I give him his respect when it's due, but I'd rather beat him than have him on my side. Next up.
Doc, before you get into the next topic, we got a call on the line. Let's get
this
call.
Let's go, man.
Last
four
digits. 9877.
Yo.
What's up, man? Who this?
What's up, man? It's the CJ, yo. What's good with y'all?
What's up, CJ? Long time no hear, man.
Long time no. I was about to say the same thing, man. What's up with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
We here, man. Back. It's been a while, but we back on the air. Anticipating tomorrow night's draft. Also, you know, I talked about the rumors of Kyrie to New York again and LeBron to New York. I was also about to get into you know,
yeah, go
Kawhi, maybe even Kawhi to New York.
No, I'm gonna take the call.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But what's on your mind tonight? I mean, the main topic is the draft. Anybody on your mind? Who you want? Who do you want?
All right, I like. I ain't gonna lie, I like Miles Bridges.
Yes, that's the Michigan State small forward.
Yeah, I like Miles Bridges and Mikal Bridges. You know what I mean?
Right.
They saying whatchamacallit is ready.
And I like the Booker Bridge.
Whatchamacallit is ready. Mikal Bridges. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm really feeling like Miles Bridges because we don't got nobody on that offense that does what he do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Mikal Bridges was a spot up perimeter shooter, three play defense, but I also like that because we could have Porzingis, him, and Franklin Zakina, and locking down three positions right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of enticing also.
How do you feel about Kevin Knox, the Kentucky dude who they said killed Miles Bridges in last weekend when they had worked out?
I don't know anything about him. I don't know. So if Knicks grab him, I'm gonna be pissed the fuck off. I don't even know nothing about the dude.
About Kevin Knox, I mean, he's one of the younger ones as far as the one and done players. He was a freshman last year for Kentucky. Probably, you know, the best player on their team next to Shai Gilgeous. But he's good. The only question about him is not really his motor, but his instinct to kill, you know. But the talk last week is that he killed Miles Bridges in their one-on-one workouts last week at all. You know, when the Knicks tried them out. The Knicks worked them out, I should say.
Because you know what it is? It goes back to this dude from Utah. You know what I mean? Like, we was talking to him and trying to get – well, I don't know if Knicks was really serious about getting him. Once we did, again, we got Frank Ntilikina, and then you see how they came back to haunt us. So it's not really no definite person that, y'all want this guy, I want this guy. It's all about basically who works out, who got the NBA-ready type game, you know what I mean? And sometimes
that's
it's not
correct.
That first, second, third, fourth, or fifth pick in the draft, you know what I mean?
That's correct. You know, Because
right now, what's the dude's name from Utah? I'm just forgetting it.
Donovan Mitchell
and Tatum probably was the best two players in the draft last year.
Correct. Who had immediate impact. I mean, I guess we'll know a few years down the line, but as far as immediate impact, Donovan Mitchell, Tatum, Kyle Kuzma was another one.
But you don't want to take Kyle Kuzma over Tatum, you know what I mean?
Of course not. But it's tough, man, and I think this is even worse than last year. This draft is a big toss up as far as I couldn't make up my mind for weeks on who I wanted until really today that I really made up my mind.
And who you want?
If I had to pick one, I'll go with Mikal Bridges. Mainly because of the Knicks track record. As far as my second choice, sorry to say, would be Michael Porter Jr. Because I mean, he's been the number one, probably the number one pick anticipated since his sophomore season in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Until this back injury. And he said it's nothing chronic. It's just something that he got hurt once and he never took care of it until right before, you know, his college season. So,
yeah, but that's what they all gonna say. Because they wanna get drafted high. That's what they all gonna say.
Correct. And you know, we don't know. And we won't know until a few years down the line. So that's why I say Mikal Bridges, because it's the safest pick. And on top of it, to a certain degree, we need somebody who could play now. You know what I mean? And not sit and wait, or, you know, we could throw him in the mix to let him just play, you know, until KP comes back. Let him get some experience. He's not going to be... You know, everything is not going to be on his shoulders. We know what we have on that team, but throw him out there
but
let him play.
Yeah, but we could throw him out there and let him play, but it's not like he's going to be holding it down, you know what I mean? Because I know he's not that number one type of scorer either.
Right.
If he comes out with a team, but yeah, we need to draft somebody that when KP and Tim Hardaway is out, like, them dudes are going to step up, even when KP is out. Let's just have somebody to step up and could play right now. You know what I mean? I don't think Mikal Bridges is that dude, but his defense is A1. I think Mamba probably got better defense than him, but they play different positions.
Right.
But I think Miles Bridges, his offense is way better than Mikal Bridges, though.
I agree. But, I mean, for years, our weakness been on the defensive end. You know what I mean? We've been putting up points, you know? But I think we do need defenders, especially on the wing. I think we got one in Frank, you know, but I think we need another defender on the wing, especially next to Tim Hardaway Jr., you know, and I think the safest pick, sorry to say, I didn't want it to be safe, the safest, you know, for weeks I've been preaching the best player available, you know, but we can't mess this pick up, man. And I want the safest pick, and to me that's Mikal Bridges. You know, we know where he came from, two NCAA championships. You know, coming from a winning program. With comparisons to Kawhi Leonard.
I just want somebody, like, I know, like, he could play defense, but I want a scorer, bro, and I know Miles Bridges is that scorer. Colin Sexton, like, he could be good and tempting to take, but you know what? That backcourt would be overcrowded, you know what I mean? That'll be damn near just wasting a pick, because I don't want Frank Ntilikina at the two position, because Tim Hardaway is better than Frank, you know what I mean? And I don't want Tim Hardaway at the three. I don't want Tim Hardaway at the three.
Yeah, I agree that we have a hole at the small forward position, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A scoring punch would help, but I mean, like I said, I think the safest pick is Mikal Bridges. You know, I know what you're saying. I feel what you're saying with Miles Bridges. I think even Porter Jr. is an even better scorer, but.
He is, but that's an accident waiting to happen, and the Knicks go through this shit every fucking year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a fucking banged up dude where, you know what I mean, he can't really do anything for the team because he's fucking injured. We don't need injured dude coming out of college, though.
Yeah, our history doesn't, you know, bode well for us when it comes to, you know, situations like that. And that, but the tough thing, too, is, like, if he's on the board, It's hard to pass on him. You know what I mean? And then you say,
Michael Porter, right?
I'm talking about Michael Porter. Like, if he's on the board, what do you do? You say, damn, like, I don't want to make a mistake and pass on this dude. You know what I mean? There's situations you look at, like freaking Greg Oden and KD. You know? It's tough, man. This thing is a big gamble, a big toss up. You don't know. You know what I mean? You don't know these kids. You don't know these kids' drive. You don't know what's gonna happen when they get the money. You don't know what's gonna happen when they come to this city. You know?
I haven't been on here for a minute. What's your co-worker name again? Your co-partner. What's his name again?
Ice Lo,
what's good, bro?
He ain't in the office tonight, man.
Oh, he ain't? I wanted to see his grab on what we should do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from him too, man. Maybe we hear from him tonight. We'll see. But he's not in the office tonight.
Oh, I thought I heard his voice and shit.
Nah, that's the man on the board. MVB.
Oh, okay.
MVB on the boards.
Yeah.
Taking the calls.
Yeah. But, yeah, so tomorrow if I go into the draft, safest pick, Mikal Bridges. And if I really want to roll the dice, I'm going to take Miles. You know what I mean? I'm going to take Miles because nobody on our team play above the rim. And I know Mikal Bridges don't play above the rim either. That's what Knicks don't got. And if you got, if you got Trey bait, look at Jaylen Brown right now. He plays above the rim, and everybody wants that dude. You know what I mean? Once you can play above the rim, because growing up, you know what it was with me growing up? Like, I didn't have a lot of hops. I played basketball. But once mm-hmm. you got hops, you could develop a dribble. You could develop a motherfucking jump shot. But nobody could develop hops. You know what I mean? Once you got hops and your 40-inch, your 40 vertical is 40-something and whatever, you can't teach that. And that's what all teams want, somebody that could play above the rim. And that's what Knicks don't got, somebody that could play above the rim. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have been missing that for years. Somebody to bring, you know, excitement, you know, to the garden. Somebody to light up the garden. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying with that. But
remember, we could have got, whatchamacallit, we could have got, what's this fucking guy's name? From Toronto, DeMar DeRozan, but we passed on him. We could have had him. Look at him. He came in the league with no jump shots, just hops.
Yeah.
And look at him now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's developed a whole lot from day one.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens, man.
I'll go with Miles Bridges, yo.
You with Miles Bridges. I'll remember that come tomorrow, CJ.
I'll go with Miles. Like I wanted Giants to get Saquon. We got Saquon, so if we get Miles Bridges, I'll be a happy motherfucker. But if we get Mikal, I know the defense. Our defense is going to be very sturdy, and I won't be mad with that because, like you said, that will be the safest pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I think we gotta go safe. You know, after what happened last year, I think you gotta go safe.
You got to. But I want to start, though, man. We can't just go safe just to go safe.
But it's hard. It's hard at nine.
It's hard. You can't tell.
It's hard at nine. The other rumor that came out late today is that they've been thinking about they've been trying to put something together to trade up to number four to get to draft Mo Bamba. At number four, I like him too. You know, they compare him to Rudy Gobert, but he's more fluid, more athletic than Gobert. It's just the length that's, you know, more comparable to Gobert. But this guy I've seen lately working on his offensive game and footwork.
I was watching that too.
Yeah, his jump shot, and he looked good, man. He looked good, and you know, pairing him next to KP, you know, that's kind of formidable in the, you know, dudes coming in the lane, you know, improving the Knicks' defense. But
yeah,
the other thing too, I'm not even sure he'll be there at four, from how things, you know, all the mock drafts that I've been seeing.
I see Bagley going at two. I see I think Alton or Alton, whatever his name from Arizona, going to one.
Oh, DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, the dude from Europe going to three. It could flip flop anyway
right.
like that. And then I see that dude Mamba coming off at four. I don't think nobody unless that dude Jared Jackson jumps up ahead of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was Jackson was number three for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what's happened. Lately, I've seen him dropping. And even some people had him dropping to around where we pick, you know? And
wow, that's crazy.
I saw from him throughout the season is block shots, yes, and him shooting threes, you know? I mean, to me, he reminds me to a certain degree of Shannon Frye, you know. But he wasn't.
Oh,
he was, you know, he's not strictly, you know, a 3-point shooter or, you know, a mid range shooter. But I'm not high on that guy. No, I'm not high on him. But if we do trade up, I've been hearing this for Bamba, but the drawback of that is that Memphis wants to include Chandler Parsons in any trade, you know, if they trade that fourth pick, which is hurting. It'll hurt our cap room for the next two seasons.
Yes, 2019.
Right, especially 2019. You know?
Because that's what Knicks is. Because, you know, Knicks is always next year type of shit. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's. It's going to fuck us up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate Knicks. Knicks is always 2 years back. That's the problem with the Knicks. We always 2 years back. You wait for 2 years. Wait for 2 years. Like, that shit get kind of corny, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't. That is a big drawback, man. Because he'll be making around 25 mil each year for the next 2 years. And I mean, for real, a lot of people, I think, namely and most lately, I've seen Steven Jackson call him out. Yeah, Chandler Parsons been stealing money, you know, from Memphis. How injured he's been. I think even more than Mike Conley, you know.
And niggas are sending checks.
Yeah, I don't want that in New York, you know.
We go through that too much, bro. We go through that too much.
Yeah, we don't need no dude on the bench getting paid 25 mil. Yeah, that's the drawback of that trade. I would like Bamba, but I can't. You know, Chandler Parsons. I mean, when he's healthy, he's a good player. He was a good player, but he hasn't been healthy in a long time. So Memphis could keep that overall, in my opinion. Yeah.
We'll come back.
Yeah, call us. 563-999-2716. Listeners out there, 563-999-2716. Press 1 to get in the queue. Yo, CJ, what's up, man?
I'm still here, man. I'm still here. You know what I mean? You still here?
Yeah,
man. You know what's crazy? I didn't even know the draft was tomorrow. I thought it was on the
28th. Oh, word?
Yeah.
What's your opinion about
I don't want LeBron on the Knicks. I don't.
I don't want him either.
That's 5 years too late. 5 years too late for me.
Yeah, all right. He don't deserve us right now. That's my opinion. LeBron don't deserve us right now. You know what I mean?
I like that attitude.
For real. He don't deserve New York right now. When he had the prime opportunity to prime his career, the opportunity to play with another, you know, star, you know, whoever he wanted would have came here. I remember that year. I mean, we ended up signing Amari. I don't think that was our first choice, but Joe Johnson was out there, who was a killer. The two dudes we signed with. In Miami, Wade and Bosh, they would have came here with him, but
yes.
You know, he spurned us. So, in my opinion,
fuck him.
It's a word, you know. he don't deserve New York right now.
But what you was gonna say? What was my opinion on what?
Oh no, exactly that. LeBron to New York.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
What about another thing that's been on my mind, and I've been saying for the longest, why not trade the pick for a vet? I mean, maybe try to trade it for somebody like Kawhi or Kemba, you know?
Mm.
Somebody who's a surefire, you know, all-star, you know, instead of like you said, rolling the dice with these young kids. To me, I think it's fair. You know, especially if Kawhi, you know, says he'll resign with us, I think Kemba will be down to come here too if we made an offer for him. Especially after them trading Dwight Howard today. I don't know what kind of mode they're in, but Michael Jordan might be having to start over or looking to start over. So
yeah,
I mean,
but if we trade for whatchamacallit, let's say if we trade for Kawhi Leonard, who we giving up? We're gonna give up the whole. We're gonna have to give up everything, and it's just like us starting all over again. Would you give up Kawhi Leonard for the Lakers?
Oh hell no! Oh hell no! Nah, right, the draft pick, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They could take Frank. It'll have to include a lot more, but KP is a no go. You know what I mean? You can have almost anything else, but not KP. Like I said, anybody you bring here, you want him to play with KP. You don't make sense trading KP for any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I don't know, man. I would explore that option, but it doesn't sound like the Knicks, you know, upper management, has that in their mind. I think they're sticking to the script that they've been saying as far as, you know, building through the draft and not any quick fixes. But I can't rule out. You know, a guy that's known in this league already, that you know what you're getting from him.
My thing is, let's say if we was to get Kawhi Leonard, like I won't mind giving up everything besides KP to get him. But if they want KP and we're not doing that deal, I'm still fine with going through. Let's go through our our process and just stick to the script, because we got this year's and we got next year's whatchamacallit draft picks, because we didn't have draft picks in a long
time. Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm not willing to mortgage the house for Kawhi either, but, you know, that's two solid pieces right there. You know, you have two all-stars, you know, but Don't give away the house like we did for Melo. You know what I mean?
No.
Don't give away the house.
Because the Knicks is primed to keep doing that. You know what I mean? We keep on chasing. And you know what's crazy? It doesn't work out for us. I don't know what it is. Like, we damn near cursed because it never works out for us. It never works out.
Yes, that's the truth, man.
And I'm getting tired of that. You know what I mean? Like, goddamn, like I don't... Like, there's no way in the world I could be like, yo, fuck the Knicks. I'm going to be a Chicago.
Oh, no.
I can't be. I can't do that. I'm not a fan like that, you know? Yeah, who's my team is my team. I can't go, yo, I'm going to root for the Bulls and be a full-throttle Bulls fan. I can't do that, you know what I mean? My team is the Knicks, so I'm going to ride and die with these guys. Look like this right
yeah,
here.
That's what we're about, man. That's why I do this show, man. Because of the love for the Knicks, you know? No other reason, man. This has been going on for as long as I can remember. Years upon years, man. We can't quit now. That's why we got Knicks therapy, you know? I mean, it started with, you know, a lot of fans and even the younger ones not, you know, we've seen more and more fans gravitating towards teams like Golden State and, you know, Cleveland. That, you know, we never saw that while we were kids in New York. The most we would see is if you wasn't a Knicks fan, you was probably a Bulls fan. And here and there, you may have one person here and there that may be a San Antonio fan or something like that. But
yeah.
You're not seeing nobody with a Golden State hat or Cleveland Cavaliers hat or jersey in New York. But
no, you're not.
It's because of the state of the Knicks right now, man. And hopefully with tomorrow's draft, you know, that helps and brings us back.
Tomorrow. You should do a special tomorrow after the Knicks draft.
Maybe, man. We'll see what happens. You know, but If not, definitely next week we'll analyze what, you know, what went down and who we picked. You know, I haven't really gotten into the second round. I mean, we got a fairly decent pick in the second round, too, number 37. And maybe we get a steal there also, you know.
We'll see on that one. You know how second rounds be, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's always some, but we'll see, man.
There's always room for improvement, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like everybody on the Knicks is the best player at their position anyway. So we
That's
always should get extra people, you know what I mean?
That's the truth. No, like I said, man, always, like I've been saying, like, this, we need to stockpile talent regardless of position, you know? But as I stated before, I think tomorrow we need to go with the safe pick, Mikal
Bridges.
And like you said, I'm going to remember your pick come tomorrow, Miles Bridges.
I think Knicks is leaning towards Mikal. But
we'll see. Yeah, man.
You know,
any closing words for us, DJ?
Let's go, Knicks. That's it, yo. Let's go, Knicks. Let's make this draft pick count. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's all we can hope for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can't wait.
We ain't doing that. We just save our money during this free agent. Let's save money. Let's stack that money until 2019. You know what I mean? I think we'll be in the driver's seat to what we got to do.
You got to find a way to get rid of the freaking Noah contract, man. That'll help us big time.
Me too. Hopefully he can put in some work next year, you know what I mean? Let him earn a couple of his dollars, you know, because he cashing free checks too.
That's true too. But make him, maybe he make himself, you know, trade worthy to another team, you know? Some teams start looking at him if he play well. You know, I think he could do as much as JaVale McGee did for Golden State. You know,
that's true. That's true. But yeah, man, I'm gonna get up out of here, man. Dr. Al, you stay up, man, and I'm gonna keep in contact. All right.
No doubt, man. Good looking, CJ. Thanks for the call.
All right, man.
Yeah, man. Like I said, Mikal Bridges is my pick. It took a while for me to come to that conclusion. I had Michael Porter Jr. right there, but it's tough to take that chance, and you can't get this wrong. You can't get this draft pick wrong. You know, there's a few other dudes, you know, that I wouldn't mind picking if they're on the board. If Mikal Bridges is gone, namely, the dude from Duke, the other forward, Wendell Carter Jr. You know, the most namely player from Duke this year has been Marvin Bagley, who's most likely going to Sacramento. But, Wendell Carter Jr., man, I've heard he had a good workout with the Knicks. I like what I saw from him in highlights and the few games I watched of Duke this year. And the NBA comparison that I think fits, and I've been hearing over and over, is Al Horford. And I think that's a dude that fits kind of perfectly next to KP. As far as like a, can I say, like a Swiss Army knife, a little bit of everything, passing, shooting, rebounding, and depending on what happens with Cantor, as far as if he opts in or opts out of his contract, I think it's more looking at he stays with the Knicks. Because it doesn't seem like he's going to get the money he's slated to make this year elsewhere. But if he does opt out, Wendell Carter Jr. is another another player on the board, if he's on the board at 9, that I wouldn't mind the Knicks taking. We previously talked about Mo Bamba. The news we got today about, well, the rumors we heard today about the Knicks trying to move up to 4 to take him. And like I said before, him too would be a nice fit next to KP, you know. That's too, regardless of if Cantor stays or not. Because we know of Cantor's struggles defensively. And the Knicks as a whole, their struggles. So why not put, you know, a game-changing center on the defensive end next to KP, and a dude that, you know, from what I've seen, is looking to improve big time on the offensive end. And also he's a New York kid also, from Harlem, I believe. So I wouldn't mind Mo Bamba also. Who else has been on the radar for the Knicks? We've heard Kevin Knox a lot lately, especially up to yesterday. And, you know, this past week, after what we heard he did last Saturday, we heard he gave CJ's other pick, well, CJ's original pick, Miles Bridges, we heard he gave him the business at their workout, and he was the best player there amongst some other players that the Knicks worked out. We heard he really killed Miles Bridges, and I think from what I've seen lately on mock drafts, that Miles Bridges' name has slipped. You know, he was, you know, in the mix at number 9 for a long time. You know, even before, you know, the season ended and the college basketball season was still in place. But he seemed to slip, and Kevin Knox has seemed to move up. You know, I like Knox, but he's scary in himself, man. I've seen his highlights at 6'9", a slasher, could run the floor, finish on the break, shoot the 3, mid-range, a little bit of everything. You know, his real, I don't know, maybe because of his age or what, but they've talked about his killer instinct, but from what we heard happen last week, you know, maybe he does have it in him. You know, so he's one to look out for too. I don't want to rule out Michael Porter Jr. You know, because of, you know, we know his talent. Like I said, he's been rated number 1, and you know, the class of this class for a long time. You know, a long time since probably his middle years in high school, he's been slated to be the number 1 pick. So his talent is undeniable. He, you know, unfortunately he had to have the back surgery before the college season started. And, you know, he ended up only playing, I think, 12 games. Or no, even I think less than that. I think maybe like 4 games in his whole college season. And I don't know. It's tough to pass on that guy if he's there at number 9, because it's such a talent. And you know, a prime example of that is Joel Embiid. You know, he was injured, had to wait on him a little bit. He, you know, and look what he turned out to be. You know, I mean, there's guys that similar to Michael Porter Jr. that, you know, have been talked about and slated to go number 1 for years, and look how they turned out. One, you know, most lately, Ben Simmons. You know, he was talked about for a long time, you know, as a kid that, you know, he's going to be good. He's going to be, you know, the number 1 pick in a few years. And look how he, even though it's basically his first season, but you know he's the real deal. So it's kind of hard to pass on the guy. as talented as Michael Porter Jr., even though, you know, he has that recent injury. Yo, listeners, 563-999-3716. Press 1 to get in the queue. We want to hear from you. Who you want to see the Knicks pick tomorrow night with the ninth pick in the draft? Or do we move up in the draft? Or do we even end up maybe with even two picks in the lottery without you know, having to give up our ninth pick? It's for weeks I haven't been really excited about it, but as it draws nearer, I'm kind of eager, man. I want to see what happens tomorrow night. You know, not only with the Knicks, but you know, other teams. You know, in the NBA, like I said, I predict. I feel Cleveland is going to make a splash tomorrow night and make a deal that entices, you know, or makes LeBron think twice about leaving Cleveland. I think that's something to look out for. We'll see. Some other players that'll probably be on the board when the Knicks pick. Talk has been about this kid, Lonnie Walker from Miami, a 6'5 guard. To me, I compare him to maybe Zach LaVine. Also, a dude we had, Iman Shumpert, as far as the athleticism.
Doc.
He's another guy. What's up, man?
Doc, we got another call on the line, man. I don't mean to cut you off. The number is last four digits, 0821.
Caller, what's up?
Yo, what up, man? It's Brank Knapp, Nagashi, UNF.
What's up, Brank? What's going on with you, man? Good to hear from you.
I appreciate it, man. It's the purest of blackness, man. Just, you know, just this Brooklyn life, man. That's it. Just trying to keep it going. That's it.
Yo, I want to know who you want tomorrow night.
Me, I'm high on the Kentucky kid, man. I'm liking Kevin Knox. The size, the age, the young boy, and I watched him a few times during the year, and I loved his mid-range game. I said, to me, his game was kind of NBA ready to a degree. You know, with the practice and learning the system, he has all the intangibles, man. He has the height. He plays enough defense, man. You know, he can shoot the three-pointer. In post-up game ain't all the way there, but in this NBA, who's is, really? You know, I love the intangibles, man. He makes us a taller lineup, so I'm really feeling him. After that, it's my man from Duke, the big man, Wendell Carter.
Yeah.
The only reason, this is if we're picking nine, because I've been seeing things on the TV screen talking about trading with the Hawks and all kind of yada yada. So this is saying we're definitely picking nine.
Right.
He's another one I'm feeling, but again, let's see, with him, it's he can do the pick and pop. He can stretch it out, but I'm not sure if Porzingis is going to slide to the five by the time they sign him to that extension or not. So I wouldn't want to invest too heavy in that position, knowing he's going to play it, and then you got to go and get a stretch four all over again. So between those two, as far as the big guys, with the guards. My man from Alabama looks good, but I don't know, man. I mean, I think he got what it takes to play in New York. He got the energy, but the game isn't all the way refined, man. If we had just a little bit more talent on the team, I could roll with him for what he does. But if we're going to draft a point guard, it has to be somebody who has more of a complete game. It's not just, you know, getting to the hole and hopefully somebody opens up when you jump in the air to throw the ball out. You know, that's the Russell Westbrook. And as good as Russ is, nobody ever talks about the 8-9 turnovers he always has and stuff. So I'm not sold on the guards all the way that it may be available. I heard you just talking about the Walker kid. I don't know. I was just watching his McDonald All-Star game. He's athletic and all of that, but we need somebody at the one position if we're going to draft a point guard that can really make choices. So those are my two dudes at nine. I'm hoping. I would stay the hell away from Michael Porter Jr. I don't know why people are even considering that dude. Last week he had a workout and brother couldn't get out the bed. And I don't want to hear, he had back spasm or whatever. He couldn't get out of his bed to do his workouts to make it to the NBA. That speaks volumes. Sometimes you got to just pay attention to exactly what's happening. You know what I mean? So I would stay clear of that cat. I don't care if he drops to us or not. You know, I don't trust it.
Yeah, they're in a tough position, man, at number nine. For real, it's easier when you have the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pick. You know what I mean? Because you're most likely going to pick who, you know, who's been slated to go there for months ahead. You know what I mean? The order up there is like almost set in stone. You know what I mean? Who, you know, if they don't pick Doncic, you know, and he drops to you in the top five, you got to pick him. You know what I mean? You know,
it's a no-brainer.
You know, exactly. But when you're at nine, it's like, oh, man. You know, so much play is available, and they're in a tough position. I can't front on that, man. You know,
yeah,
what is we didn't talk about what is Trae Young for. You know what I mean? Even though I'm not a fan of his, what if he falls?
Now he's a scary one too. I feel you. I'm not a fan of him either. But he has what it takes. If he hits and New York embraces him and he plays well, how big can he be in New York? That'd be like, shoot. That's the second coming of John Starks, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, dude can pull from 30 and all of this other stuff. That's if it works out. And there's no – look at the hard time Dennis Smith Jr. had last year, and that kid has all the tools. You know, the NBA is not easy, and there's no guarantee. And another thing with Trae Young, he may have it in 3 years. Can the New
mm-hmm.
York crowd deal 3 years for this kid to get good?
I don't know, man. That's why I said I'm going with Mikal Bridges as my pick. It took me up to today to, you know, I said before I come on the show, I got to make a decision. And I think the safest bet, you know, for us right now is Mikal Bridges. I think we need a dude that we could just, that could play right away, you know. And to me, like you said, you're rolling the dice on almost all these players. But to me,
right,
between – there's only two players in the top 10 that are surefire. You know, I think you know what you're going to get from them. I don't even think Ayton is one of them. To me, it's Bagley.
Really?
I think it's Bagley, and I think it's Mikal Bridges. You know, I don't think Mikal Bridges is the most talented of dudes, but his work ethic and, you know, what we've seen him bring to the table in his 3 years at Villanova, he's there to he's gonna work on his game. You know,
he reminds me of a better version of Lance Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, the comparisons have been to Kawhi. And, yeah, like you said, that's too, a better version of Lance Thomas.
You know what I mean? He's a plug-in. I give you that with him. And if he ends up, if we stay at nine and the Knicks do take him, especially if they take him, like, over a guy like Knox, who I would like, it takes away a little bit of the excitement, but at least you know
right.
You're getting a solid player. And then you can actively shop a dude like Courtney Lee. Isn't this like the last year's contract too? Or does he have one
yeah.
more after this?
This year is the last year of him and Noah.
Okay, so damn, is that 4 years? This is the fourth year of those contracts because he's signing the 4 year deals, right?
No, this is the third year of their contract.
Okay.
This is it for them. So him and Noah. I'm almost positive of that. It's those two contracts that they're waiting for so they could you know be
right, then they can go into next year splash.
Yeah, big spenders in 2019. So yeah, man, I like Knox too, man. I like Knox too.
The upside, man. The upside with that kid is off the chain, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I said, the mid-range game is what made me say, okay, he may have something in the league. Because you watch a lot of players come out, and they have to play around the rim, or they're going to end up shooting threes. And I think the kid from Florida State, that happened to him, and he couldn't find his place, man. They drafted him to Miami, Orlando last year. Isaiah.
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
6'11".
Yeah,
all the intangibles, defender, but he couldn't play. He couldn't play either position. He wasn't a great shooter, and he didn't have the body to bang with the big guys. He sat on the bench where he was hurt most of the year. With Knox, like I say, this kid is pulling up from 15. You know what I'm saying? Getting in the lane, dropping floaters. And I'm like, okay, his game more transcends to the half court. And I think they need somebody who can – I think he can become a wonderful second or third option in the league. And
right. You're talking about Jonathan Isaac.
Jonathan Isaac, right. Now, back to Knox, with a guy like – and this is why I say the Knicks can wait one more year to get a point guard. We don't have to do it just yet. We can fill in that number three because we do need a serious small forward. The small lineup and homeboy talking about positionless ball, I don't buy it, man. There's times when you need to match up. Sometimes you need a, you know what I'm saying, he could play the four, Porzingis could play the five. You still need size at times in the NBA. It's not always just, you know, simple small ball unless you got two shooters like Clay and Steph. You know what I'm saying? So with Frank, with Nicolina, in a half-court set, he plays the position of a point forward better than a lot of people think. He's terrible at leading the point of attack, but he's good at that second or third pass to get it to somebody to finish. And that's why I would like to we can live one more year without point guard, especially with Porzingis coming back in December and all of that, and really create a decent half-court set. So I really rather a nice spot-up shooter who has that inside out. So either one of those guys, I can go with your pick too. I can go with Bridges. I can truly live with that. And it's crazy because Philly is salivating for him to drop to them. So that says a lot because they're looking at him, that player, that could drop right into our laps and improve us on a cheap contract, which is dope as hell. So
because he's another dude who, like I said, him and Bagley, I think, are, you know, surefire that I see, you know, they're going to contribute right away and they're not going to be bust. You know what I mean? And like I said, I don't even consider Ayton a surefire. I mean, he's been good, you know, for a little while now, but I'd rather Bagley. If I was Phoenix, I'd take Bagley number one over Ayton. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Like his game
I wish
more.
Yeah, as far as what he's done, you know what I mean? We see some things from Ayton, but the other part of it is the interviews I've seen from him. You know what I mean? I don't think he has it all. There's something he said recently as far as, I think it was yesterday or today, about what he said about what is being successful to him in his, you know, his first couple years in the league. He said getting his second contract. And I'm like, really? that's your answer, bro? That's your answer?
Man.
There's something else he said. I can't remember exactly, but it was they spoke to him when they did the lottery. You know, and I was like, I'm not sure about this kid, man. I'm not sure. And you know, it was something about where's Buddy Hield from? The Bahamas.
From like the Bahamas?
The Bahamas. That's where Ayton is from too. And
Okay.
They talked about him, you know, him and Hield putting the Bahamas on the map as far as basketball or something like that. And I can't remember his answer exactly. Maybe it'll come to me, but I kind of questioned his answer at the time. And, you know, what's going on in this kid's head? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not too sure about him. You know what I mean?
So it's the maturity. It's the maturity that you question.
Correct. And I think the question that he answered, you know, with being saying that, oh, his second contract is his, you know, what he considers being successful, is like, you know, what are you really in this for? You know what I mean? Is it because you really love this game, or is it to get paid, or, you know? I don't know.
It ain't gonna be easy in Phoenix either, because he comes in as close to the fourth option, right?
Who?
On offense, Ayton. If he comes to Phoenix, because the Booker's definitely the number one.
Booker and Jackson. And what's the small forward? Damn, it's not coming to me right now. But he's another scorer. And
so touches, it's going to be light for him as far as offense, and he's going to really have to get in there, and you have to be about that life.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Hey, you got to be, but that has to be in you. If you coming in trying to be the number one option, that's why Dwight Howard, you know what I'm saying, who never really panned out, you know what I'm saying? Because he was never really about that, just, I'll do everything else. Can you imagine if Dwight Howard had Draymond Green's work ethic and attitude?
Mm-hmm.
He damn near be the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
But his physicality, instead, his mindset is, I should be this, I should be that. And that hurts his overall game every way he's been.
His maturity, man.
Mm-hmm.
His maturity. You know?
Yep.
Why nobody cares to, you know, play with him or wanted him on their team. You know what I mean? First that comes to mind is LeBron.
He be doing weird stuff, too, man. He be doing weird stuff, man. He's seen that when he's on the bench grabbing at his man's in the So he is.
why wouldn't a guy like LeBron, you know, want him on his team? You know what I mean? Ain't calling, you know, trying to get Dwight Howard on his team. I heard, regardless of the salary cap, you know, issues and why the Hornets traded him today, The other issues was, you know, I heard the players didn't like him. The players on the team didn't like him.
I can see that, yeah.
Maturity is a big thing in this league, and I kind of, you know, question Ayton's, you know. Like I said, Bagley and Bridges, I wish there was some way we could move up to number two. You know,
now, okay, what's all the reports about that? Because I keep seeing ESPN say they're talking to Mo Bamba, who is number one on my draft board. For if we can get anybody now, I don't. Then my whole theory about Porzingis being a five in time, I throw that away, man. Because that dude changes everything in the paint. You know what I mean?
Right.
Shoot, man. What would we be able to offer? Because I really don't want to trade Frank. I'm being stubborn, maybe. But I don't want to trade Frank.
I don't want to trade Frank for that. The thing is, the rumor this evening was that they're trying to trade up to four, which is Memphis pick. But Memphis is saying that whoever, you know, trades for that pick has to take Chandler Parsons, who has 2 years left on his contract at about 20 or close to 25 mil each year. So that's going all against, you know, our plans for, you know, 2019 free agency.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, who wouldn't want Bamba, you know? But to me, too, the other part of that, too, you trade up to four. I don't think there's a guarantee that he's there for. Because I think a lot of places I've seen, he might go number three to Atlanta, you know. So,
well, if that happens, then they have to take the white, you know, I mean, the European kid. and I mean, hey, the kid, we know he can play. And I don't think it'll be a great move overall internationally, and what it'll do for James Dolan and his pockets is off the chain, and, you know, puts us back where we are. You know what I mean? Because Luka Doncic, if they get Doncic, whatever his name is, you know, as far as the international market, The Knicks are on top, and they already they haven't won in centuries, and they're always the number one team in the league as far as money. That'll put them way over the hump. You got him and Porzingis, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't want that. I really wouldn't. But what Jeremy Lin did, man, you know, Cablevision came back to the Garden. Nobody ever talk about that, man. There was no Cablevision. Jeremy Lin started winning some games. They got a contract. Ham it out quick, fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that international side of it, business side, you know, the Knicks win. The kid looks like he can play. I don't know. The Europeans are starting to be a little bit better ball players. You know,
right.
I don't know.
You know, there's it's rare that they, you know, the scouts make mistakes like that as far as a dude that high up. You know what I mean? Especially from overseas. Maybe, you know, a European dude slated to go like 15 or something like that may turn out to be a bust or, you know, it's more questionable. But that's a tough one, man. You know, to pass on him too has been a name, you know, that they've talked about for years as being one of those high draft picks. So it'll be tough to pass on him too if we can move up that high. But I don't want that Chandler Parsons contract, man. I don't want to hurt our free agency chances next off season for, you know, because of a guy like Chandler Parsons, man. And for a number four pick who we're not sure of panning out, you know what I mean? So
True indeed. No, like you said, man, we in a tough spot. You know, whoever we get, I just wish the cat health, man. Just stay healthy. Let's get Porzingis back. You know what I mean? I really hope Porzingis waits till like after the All-Star break, gets the knee nice and strong. You know what I'm saying? I seen Frank working out. Son's getting a little stronger that first year underneath his belt. And I'm calling this. I think the kid's going to shoot at least 44% from three-point range next year.
You think so? I think he'll improve. I think he'll be solid. Maybe low 40s, but I think overall he's gonna improve his confidence and everything. You know, he looks like he's getting stronger. I think he has no choice to be, and he will be stronger. I think he'll improve, man. He's still a question mark to me as far as where to play him. So he looked decent at the two guard last season, but I think with the money we're playing Tim Hardaway Jr., and we, like you said, we don't want him at the three. So I think you have to play Tim Hardaway Jr. at the two. So where does that leave Frank? You know what I mean? I think it's still a big logjam amongst the guards with Trey Burke, Moutier, and Frank, along with Tim Hardaway Jr., Courtney Lee is really a two guard, and we still have Dotson, who I think that's a solid guy in himself.
Definitely deserves to get developed. He definitely deserves, because he reminds me of Vinny Johnson.
He'll help us.
You feel me? He has the skill level. He comes in. It's just that last year he didn't really have a clue on where he was supposed to be. I seen that a lot with Hornacek, and it was even seasons before. The players just come out and don't know where they're supposed to be. The last time I seen the Knicks really look organized was when Woodson was out. We just lost to Roy Hibbert that year when we had that opportunity to win. You know what I'm saying? I think somebody went in his hotel room and put the whammy on him like they did in Uptown Saturday Night, Bill Cosby, and then put the whammy on JJ and shit. And he came out, you know what I'm saying, thought he was a tiger. I think somebody put the whammy on Roy Hibbert because he was never that player again. He never did nothing like that. What he did to Tyson Chandler.
Kill Tyson Chandler, man.
You know what I'm saying? But that's the last time the Knicks were always in position. After that, they were never in position. Dude, my man, the dude used to play for the Lakers as a point guard. Who was Coco, like everybody else's girlfriend, man. Dude, man.
Huh? On
Derek Fisher. Derek Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
He coached. Nobody was ever in position. Nobody was ever in position. Everybody just was all over the place. Then Hornacek came in, and everybody's all over the place.
Because that's the triangle. That's what triangle shit, man. man.
But
you're right.
The thing
with Woodson was that he had a lot of vets, you know, mixed in with some young guys. And what I'm getting to is that I think to a certain degree we might have to start that free agency, you know, start it now in order to attract some of the somebody next year. You know what I mean? Even if we
They ain't got no money, Doc.
It depends on Cantor, it depends on O'Quinn. That frees up about 20 something million. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I mean, to me, if we can, it's no rush, but if there's somebody out there that we could start the free agency, you know, start by getting somebody this year, I'll go for it. You remember there's some guys like we talked about in previous episodes, like Jabari Parker, who'll be restricted. You know what I mean? Why not start it with somebody, maybe not take up that whole 24 mil if O'Quinn and Canton aren't back, but I think we can't close our eyes if there's somebody available and willing, you know, to come to the Knicks for a decent contract. You know what I mean? I don't think that dude got talent too, man. That dude is talented. You know what I mean? And the thing I know about him that I've seen from him is that kid got a love for the game. You know what I mean? Regardless of the injuries, I think he's gonna work to get stronger. I mean, if he does still have an issue with his knee, I don't know. I don't think so. But whatever it is, he's gonna work. You know what I mean? And when it comes to stuff like that, I think your love for the game sometimes overtakes injuries. You know, I think he's gonna continue to work. And
unless it's Derrick Rose. Yeah, only Derrick. That don't apply to Derrick Rose. He don't.
But Derrick Rose had a good postseason, man. I don't think he could have quit a long time ago. You know what I mean? I think he got money. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't say that totally about Rose, but I think I would take a chance on Jabari Parker, man. I would.
Yeah. Yeah, because Michael Beasley's money comes off too, right? And that was what, about $5 million?
Yeah, that was about like $5 million. But
replace Beasley with him, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Why not take a chance on him? I mean, even if it's, you know, even if you, if it, I can't see Parker demanding a long term contract. You know, because
I think
he still is a question mark. So, if you give him a 2-year deal, well, I'll take a chance on him, man. I think he's a chance worth taking.
That's not a bad theory, not a bad idea at all. Because he is good, and it's really finding players that can make it happen playing in the city, and that's I think the Knicks. Lost. It's not because everybody always talks about the big free agents. You don't need big free agents. You just need people who can deal with playing in New York. You know what I'm saying? Because dudes make it happen. When the Knicks were good, they had, what was it, Anthony Mason, Xavier McDaniels. You had dudes who just stepped up to the spotlight here and were able just to simply perform. Derek Harper. I remember I went to the first game after they traded Derek Harper. You know what I mean? His son hit a 3-pointer, turns around to the crowd and humps the shoulders, and you know, everybody gets right into it. Like, yo, you feel that. So you can't bring players who come over here and they get nervous, they're tight.
For real.
You can't play ball. It's a different Barry. I mean, number one pick, played at Duke. You know what I'm saying? Then there's always the possibility there, you know, it's Kyrie on the horizon the year after to have a player like that around. I mean, you know, that's actually not a bad idea for somewhere, I'm assuming, that $12 million a year level just to prove himself to say, yo, I'm still
right.
Good, I can still ball.
That won't hurt us. That won't hurt us. So. And then the kid could ball, man. The kid could ball. And I think he's a chance worth taking. And that's something that, you know, I didn't even think about, you know, that Duke connection. You know, they didn't play together, but Kyrie.
You know, Coach K makes calls, man. Coach K makes calls, man.
these dudes go back. You know, I know Carolina is a big place for that. UCLA is a big place for that, where alumni go back and play with each other during the summer. And I wouldn't be surprised if you know, they're connected in that way off the court, you know, or in the off season. So, and
Word.
I mean,
speaking about Duke, you know what I'm saying? That's my wife's team, man. She loves Duke. I hate Duke since Christian Leighton and Stomp on Jamal Mashburn and get kicked out the game. I hate Duke.
Oh,
we was
man.
Up in Target. We was up in Target on Atlantic Avenue, right? And I passed by this dude, looked like an athlete. I'm like, yo, this dude look like Jason Williams. But nah, that ain't Jason Williams, man. So then my wife meets me in there like 5 minutes later, and we walk right past this dude again, and she goes, baby, is that Jason Williams? And I walked up to dude. I was like, yo, man, are you Jason Williams? He was like, yeah, man. I gave him a pound.
Oh, yeah?
He said, peace. I was like, yo, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Before I could get it out of my mouth, she said, yo, I got your jersey. You was my favorite player. Gave him a pound, like some old gang sign pound and shit.
Yeah?
Word is bond, yo.
Yeah,
so
I can't stand Duke. Sorry to say, man. See, from them same days, the Christian Leighton turnaround shot against Kentucky, and up to when they beat, they was before the Fab Five. I gotta mention them against UNLV.
Uh huh. Yeah.
That was another one.
Yeah.
And
those
players, man. Bobby, I remember when Kenny Anderson killed Bobby Hurley. We just want everybody
mm-hmm.
just wanted to give it to Bobby Hurley. But then
Jason Kidd
I
put it on
the
two. Remember that move, son?
Yeah,
oh,
man. The last one that bit me hard was when they beat my Fab Five team in the first time we lost in the with the Fab Five team in the championship game. So the hate for Duke is a long list, man. But
good.
I'll take Jabari Parker and Kyrie Irving.
I hate Wojciechowski. He used to slap the half court. I hate that.
Yeah,
man.
He bit that off of Bobby Hurley.
I hate Thomas Hill's face after they won that championship too, man. His face, like I hate that, man.
I know what you're talking about. I remember that crying face. Oh man, that was ugly. That was ugly.
Oh man, all right, got that off. That's the therapy, Doc. See, you did your job,
man.
I feel better now. I got that off my chest, man. I appreciate you, man.
Man. Good to relive some of those moments, man.
For real, man. But they got to get this pick right, though. And hopefully, like I say, man, if they're going to pull a trade off or if we're going to sit at number nine, you know, they got to get this one right, man. They got to get this one right. Because if you do, the young nucleus they have, you know what I'm saying, begins to really come together. And then we talk about the whole free agents thing. If they do take a chance on a guy like Jabari this year, or if they don't and the money comes off the books next year, you know what I mean, to have three players right now who a major guy can come in and say, yo, I can run with these dudes. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
the thing is a number one option away from being a great player. Because
mm-hmm.
obviously he can't be a number one option, but he's not designed like that. Dude is 7'3", and that takes a toll how he tries to play his game. And that was the reason why I wanted Mark Jackson so bad. Cause I swear Mark would have got this brother playing, you know, in between 12 and 18 the majority of the game, and then you
right.
pick your shots when you're ready for him to step out long range, stretch it out, and then you start hitting people with the dagger. I think he would have really simplified the game. But watching Marc Gasol play under Fizdale, even though they had their issues, when they did have that good season, he played mm-hmm. very well inside, outside, and I think he's going to be able to transcend Porzingis to that. But if you can bring in a serious ball player that can just mesh all that together, so we really have to hit. So like I say, man, if we stay at number 9 and they take your boy Mekhi, I'm cool with that. If they take Knox, I'm cool with that. But it has to be a legit 3 at number 9. If they do move up, then we just have to cross our fingers, and I guess we'll talk about that on the next show, man.
Yeah, we'll analyze that next week, man. I mean, I think, all along I've been saying 2 things. We got, well, really 3 things. We got to get it right and pick the best player available, and then also regardless of position. I think I'm kind of off that now because there is kind of a gaping hole at our small forward position. And I think there'll be a lot of small forwards available at number 9. So maybe we just need to plug in that hole, with somebody who fits and somebody who's right. But like I said, safest pick is to me is Mikal Bridges. And I'm with you too on Knox. I'm comfortable if they pick him there, but my first pick is Mikal Bridges.
I got you.
Yeah. But yo, good having you, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate you. Every time you call, man.
Yo, man, I appreciate you having me. And just, always remember, unity never fails. I'll catch y'all on the next one.
No doubt, Bray. Thanks, man.
Peace.
Yeah, man. Like I said, this time next week, we'll have some additions to our team. I'm looking forward to see what happens tomorrow night, man. Whether it be a young guy or maybe you trade the pick for a vet. I didn't mention about even trading down in the draft, to pick up a vet and still be able to pick up a young talent, There could be a team like the Clippers who have, 12 and 13. Why not trade back, and pick up two young players if we could, if they want the number 9 pick and they'll take on one of our big contracts, like the Noah contract or the Courtney Lee contract. A lot can happen tomorrow night, man. It should be exciting. I thank all the callers we had tonight, the listeners out there. Thanks to every MVB on the boards as always, holding it down. See y'all next week. Signing off, this is Dr. Big Al. Peace.